Oh, you're back from school. Did you have a good day? You've been lumbered with a lot of homework, huh? Mom's been saying how tough you're finding school recently. It seems you've been kind of stressed out. Actually, Mom's only just left. She's gone out with Dad for the evening, so it's just you and me. Yay! I love it when it's just you and me. You're not embarrassed to hang out with your little sister, are you? Ah, that's good. Because I love spending time with my big bro. Come sit down on the bed. We always have so much fun, don't we? Oh, a video game? Actually, I had something else in mind. Well, you see how I haven't changed out of my school uniform yet? Well, I have something kind of naughty to tell you. I was using your laptop the other day. Oh, please don't be mad. I'm really sorry, but just listen. I saw one of your bookmarks. A website with people having sex. And I do know about sex. Katie in my class has had sex and she told us all about it. No, she actually did. With Ben Hobson. With the gap tooth? So, you see, I know everything there is to know about sex, and I noticed that in this sex video that had a girl in it, she was wearing a school uniform. A little bit like mine. So, I started thinking, maybe you like schoolgirls. I started imagining myself as the girl with the man's big thingy going inside her private parts. Hey, don't laugh. I do know the proper words. We learned about it in school. His penis and her vagina. And I started thinking that maybe you might like to do that with me. Hey, don't get nervous. I'm just sitting in your lap like I always do. You look so flustered. I'm right, aren't I? You like the idea of doing sex with your little 10-year-old sister, huh? Is it my school uniform? Or me you like? Do you think I'm sexy? Do you like my black tights? My skirt? My little shirt and tie? My buckled shoes. You can touch me if you like. I'm right here in front of you, sitting on your lap. It's okay. No one's around. It's just you and me. Put your hands on me. You don't need to be nervous, silly. Yeah, that's it. Feel how small my butt is under your hands? Doesn't it feel nice to touch me? I bet you've been wanting to touch my butt for so long. Aw, you're blushing even more. You have, haven't you? You've been dreaming about filling up your little preteen sister. You must be one of those pedophiles I've heard about. Oh, don't look like that. It's okay. I love pedos. What could be nicer than an older boy thinking I'm sexy? Mom and Dad are always saying how nice it is that we're so close. Imagine how pleased they'd be if they knew we were this close. Oh, don't worry. I'm never gonna tell anyone. Not even Katie from school, although she would be very jealous. No. This'll be just between us. My secret gift to you. You know what would really help you de-stress after such a hard day at school? Well, I did see another video where a girl gave him something called a striptease, and it looked really fun. That's something you'd like, right? I know I'll be taking away the uniform that you like, which would be kind of a shame, but seeing my body and more of it might make up for it, huh? How about I start with my skirt? This is how I usually undress anyway, although I normally just take it off in 5 seconds flat and chuck it on a chair. The girl in the video took her clothes off a lot more slowly. She was kind of dancing at the same time. Kind of like this. She swayed her butt around a bit. Now the tie. And the shirt. And I have to unbutton the shirt really slow. One button at a time. Then it's off. Oh, wow, you're looking really flustered now. Shall I keep going? Take off my shoes and my black tights. There. Now I'm just in my panties and a bra. Well, training bra. I don't actually have a bra yet. Because I don't have any boobs. Mom says they'll start growing soon, but I wish they'd hurry up. But maybe, since you're a pedo and all, you don't mind. Maybe you actually like that I have a flat chest. Here, let me take it off. There. What do you think? Do you like your little sister's flat chest, huh? I think you do. You can't stop staring at it. I wonder if you'll like what's inside my panties, too. This part has to be done properly. You have to slide the panties down really slowly with just the right wiggle. Ta-da! I'm naked. Maybe you want the panties? There you go. They can go on your head. So, do you still think I'm sexy? Do you like the way my private part... my vagina looks? What? Pussy? Is that what this is called? Ah, look, we didn't learn that word in class. My pussy. Do you like how my pussy looks? I don't have any hair yet, but maybe you like that, huh? You are a pedo, of course. You wouldn't find it sexy if I had hair. You like the fact that I'm too young for hair. That I haven't even started puberty yet. How about I give you a little dance? I could wiggle my butt a little bit. Bend over for you and spread my butt cheeks for you so you can see my pussy from behind. Do you like that? Do I look good from this angle? I like the way you look at me. I love that you think I'm sexy. Makes me feel all warm and fluttery inside. I love being sexy for my big brother. What does it make you think of doing, huh? Does it make you want to do the things I saw in that video? Do you want to lick my pussy, huh? Do you want to put your penis into my pussy? Oh, a cock. We never learned that word in class either. I wish they'd tell us what these things are actually called. Your cock gets all hard and stiff when you think about sex, isn't that right? When you want to put it inside of a pussy? When you're looking at someone you find sexy. Can I feel it? God, even your ears are turning red. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Your little 10-year-old sister's hands on your cock. How about instead? I feel how hard you are with my pussy. I could sit on your lap again, just like I always do, except this time would be a little different. This time I'd be butt naked. Let's see if I manage to get my own big brother hard. Oh, wow. It's like there's a big glue stick down your pants. This feels so huge against my pussy. Oh, I have to see this. You just sit there. You don't have to do anything at all. Just let me pull these pants down for you. There. Whoa. I can see the huge bulge in your underpants. We should get rid of these too, shouldn't we? Oh my god. Your cock. It's amazing. It's so different from the one in the video. Are all cocks different? It's actually much nicer than that one and so hard. And it's really warm too. Was that a little moan? Did it feel nice having your little sister put her hands on your cock? Your little preteen sister? You like it when I remind you of how young I am, huh? She's just such a pedo. Makes you even more excited to keep hearing that I'm only 10 years old. How about I put my pussy back on your cock? Would you like that? Oh, wow. Feels so nice. Pushing into my bare pussy lips. And you know the advantage of having such a soft, smooth, little hairless pussy? It's that it's so easy to slide it up and down your cock. But it feels nice, doesn't it? Must feel like my soft, brushed cotton sheets. You know the one with the Disney princesses on them? So soft and smooth. And you know why I have Disney princess sheets, huh? It's because I'm a child. Just a little preteen girl. That's who's rubbing her pussy on your cock right now. Your tiny fifth grade sister. Grinding her soft butt on your lap. Trying to make her big brother feel good. And it does feel good, doesn't it, big bro? This is what you've been dreaming of for a long time now. How long, I wonder? Since I was 8? Since I was 6? Even younger? Imagine the fun we could have been having all this time if you just had the courage to try it with me years ago. I would have done it. I've always had a crush on you. I would have done anything you asked me to. This pussy could have been yours years ago. And you wouldn't have even had to groom me. I would have been your willing little kitty sex toy. But you have me now. I'm not too old for a pita like you to enjoy. I'm still only 10. Come on. Put your hands on my flat chest and feel just how small I am. How I have absolutely no boobs at all. Ooh, your breathing's getting heavier. You must really like this. You know what? This feels kind of good for me, too. I've only touched myself a few times. I don't really know what it's meant to feel like, but with you, it feels even better. Maybe I'll just have to touch my pussy with you all the time from now on. Can I do that? Can I use your cock to play with my pussy? Would you let me do that? Would you let me rub my soft little pussy on your cock again? It would help you de-stress too, right? Am I making you feel good, big bro? Are you getting close to shooting your semen? Or what was it called again? Come. That's it. Isn't it? Come. Are you going to come for me? For your little sister? Are you going to come against your preteen little sister's bald little pussy? Is this 10-year-old pussy going to make you shoot your big load of cum, huh? Do it. Come as I rub my child pussy on your big pedo cock. Yes. Oh, yeah. You're actually coming. Can't believe I made you come and it's all warm against my tummy. I can feel it squishing between us. I think you got some on your t-shirt. Oh, I love you, big bro. So glad I was able to help you feel good. If you ever feel stressed again from school, I want you to let me know, okay? Just say the word and I can make you come as much as you like. Let's get cleaned up. And maybe we can play a video game before Mom and Dad get home.